This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A former resident and native of Jackson County is to be executed in Texas this week for a triple slaying. 42-year-old John Ballantyne just lost his appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The former auto mechanic and laborer is scheduled for lethal injection Wednesday evening in Huntsville, Texas, for the triple slaying that occurred in 1998 in Amarillo, Texas. His lawyer had asked the high court to review arguments that his trial lawyers did not adequately inform jurors about Ballantyne's childhood of poverty, violence, and abuse as they were considering punishment. A Jamestown Loup, Independence County man has been charged with theft by receiving involving a stolen truck sold at an area scrapyard. Court records say 21-year-old Mason L. Hollowell took a truck that was stolen from the Flatwoods Hunting Club to the Possum Grape Scrapyard and sold it for scrap in December of last year. Court documents say in April of this year, he stole some parts off a vehicle owned by Nicholas Feimster. Police say Hollowell admitted to all of that in May 2011 during an interview. Hollowell's bond has been set at $40,000. And a 19-year-old Strawberry, Arkansas man's been charged with stealing a 1993 pickup truck in Independence County in May and selling it as scrap metal. Court documents say Roy Lee Hogans took a truck owned by Justin Stasener from a Sulphur Rock residence. Court records say police were able to determine Hogans was involved when they found a rental receipt in Hogans' name that was found at the scene. The receipt was for a vehicle tow dolly. Hogan's bond has been set at $25,000. In other Independence County police reports, an Independence County couple were arrested on suspicion of stealing two bales of hay from the Batesville Stockyards. Police are investigating the theft of a Bad Boy ATV from the Rhonda L. Hatfield residence, ATV valued at $7,500. Detectives are investigating the theft of a 1996 Ford Explorer from the Rebecca Ann Cloud residence. That vehicle is worth $1,800. And police are also investigating the break-in of Kenny Wayne Smith's pickup truck while it was parked at his residence. Personal items stolen were valued at over $4,000, and authorities are investigating the theft of a 2008 Yamaha all-terrain multi-wheel vehicle that was stolen from Independence County off-road on Heber Springs Road near Deschaux. Police say the theft occurred sometime overnight Saturday. The vehicle is valued at $12,000. And a 48-year-old Calico Rock resident, Lynette Irene Broadhurst, was arrested last week and charged with 9 drug felonies. The charges stem from an undercover drug operation conducted by the Izard County Sheriff's Office and the Drug Task Force. Officers conducted 3 controlled purchases of marijuana from Broadhurst and executed a search warrant at her residence where marijuana and drug paraphernalia were found. The ribbon cutting and official opening was held Saturday at the new Rocky Wilma Shooting Sports Complex north of Batesville. The complex was built with a cooperative effort among Independence County, the City of Batesville, and Arkansas Game and Fish. Wilmoth was very instrumental in putting the project together and obtaining funding for its construction and maintenance. And the Flower Tower is under construction at Flowers Bakery in Batesville. The project will allow flour to enter the factory without having a delivery truck block the street outside the bakery. And there's still no decision on whether the state will take over the Pulaski County School District. The financially struggling district is the state's third largest. A legislative committee recommended the state seize control. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.